to you today. My scripture reading is in John 15, starting at the first verse. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, and apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this blessed Sabbath and each one that's here. And Heavenly Father, we ask your blessings on the ones that are not here. We ask you to bless the remainder of this service and let all be done to your praise and glory. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And I would like to go to my text to you, and it's in that verse 5 of my scripture reading, so let's look at it. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit, for apart from me, you can do nothing. And we had a message last week where Jesus lets everyone know that he is the way to life eternal. He is the door. And this week, Yeshua is letting us know that he is the true vine. And through the vine, the branches sprout out, which is us. And we can do nothing without him. But as we as branches are fruitful as he asks us to be, and we abide in the vine, in him, then much can be accomplished in our lives and through us to others. It has been noted that it is a legitimate question of who is Yeshua. And the question is something that we need to pursue. A question that Yeshua answered for his disciples. And he made a series of statements of who he is. And with the statement beginning, I am, Yeshua lets us know. And what we've learned from the answers that he gives, Jesus, Yeshua, is the bread of life and the light of the world. And what do we get from that? Jesus is the bread of life. He's letting us know that he is all that we need. He is everything. With him, we have it all. He is everything that we need. And he's not only what we need from a standpoint of daily existence, but he also is the light to our life. And as we abide in him, he will direct our ways and our paths. He is the door to heaven and to the Good Shepherd. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. We need not fear death, because death is not all there is. It was not all of Yeshua's life. He was resurrected as He promised, as the only sign that He is the Messiah, that He is the living Son of Yahweh. He is the resurrection from the dead, the first of the dead to rise, and leading to eternal life. And He said that if we believe in Him and trust in Him and hold on to Him, that we will never see death. That He is the life. He is eternal life. In Him we have all the hope beyond this life and the things that being a human being encompasses. Yeshua is the way, the truth, and the life. He is it all. He accomplished the Father's plan, the master plan, and He followed it exactly as His Father intended. And through Yeshua and Yahweh, we have all the hope for eternal life in the family of God. And today, we also know that Yeshua is the true vine. And today's message is entitled, "The True Vine." Yeshua is the true vine. And our message also speaks of the vine dresser or husbandman and of the branches. Who is this true vine? In verse 1, Yeshua says, "I am the true vine." And when we think of the word true, otherwise in the Bible, spoken of in John 1, 9, He is the true light. And Yeshua was somewhat compared to the Apostle John the Baptist. And John, of course, the Bible makes clear, he was not the light, but he was one who came to bear witness of that light to come. And prophets and preachers can but reflect this light. Yeshua is also spoken of as the true bread in John 6:32. Let's go to there. John 6:32, and then we're going to read 47 through 51. Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread of heaven, but it is My Father who gives you the true bread of heaven." My Father gives you all you need. Me, Yeshua. I am the bread from heaven. And then let's skip to verse 47. "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life." I would like for you, when you go home and you go through your daily routine and you get to the points in your day in which you go to God's Word, I'd like for you to start paying especially attention to the places in the Bible let's say particularly the book of John, that Yeshua says so many times, over and over, I am. Jesus, just as the manna was given to the children of Israel as they journeyed from Egypt to the promised land, they were given manna. And it is compared, Yeshua, to manna. Manna provided temporary life. Jesus, Yeshua, provides eternal life. He's not only all that we need for the here and now, a answer to everything, but He also is for us eternally, provides eternal life. Yeshua provides life to the branches because He is the vine through which fruit is bore from the branches. Yeshua is our source of life, and He gives abundant life. What about not only the true vine, but what about the true vine in relation to the Father? And verse 1 through 3 of our scripture reading lets us know of this relationship. And in some of the translations of the Bible, it speaks of the Father as being the husbandman, indicating that He takes care of. And in my translation, He is spoken of in the same regard as a vine dresser. The Father is a farmer. The Father expects fruit as He takes care of the vine, the branches. The fruit is spoken of in God's Word in other places, the fruit of the Spirit. What is it that brought you to God initially? What is it that caused each one of us to want to live for God, to want to be a better person, a better Christian? It is the Spirit of God that initially tugged at our heart and tugged at our mind, that made us know that it was more than just a human existence, that there was a wonderful, loving Creator who created us for His will and purpose and wants us to find that will and purpose and carry it out. And the fruit of the Spirit is let us know in Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Let's look at that. Galatians 5, 22 and 23 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." Have you ever read in two verses more wonderful personal characteristics that anyone could possibly have? And their fruit of having the Spirit of Almighty Yahweh and Yeshua in our life. From an inward look, we see that we have those qualities that Yeshua and Yahweh wants us to have. More of those qualities of love, joy, and peace. Within us, an inward kind of blessing of God and fruit of having His Spirit within us. And from an outward look, the qualities of long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. And you know, in our Torah study this morning, we read about and thought about and discussed that God wants to discipline us and does discipline us as we live our life to bring us into those kind of characteristics so that we can work for Him, so that we can appreciate life and appreciate each other, and so that we can do His will, be of service to Him, and enrich our lives in the here and now, and of course, eternally. Let's look at Proverbs 11 and 30. And look at another expression of how fruit can come in our life. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he who is wise wins souls. Fruit produced by soul winning. The Father prunes His vineyard. And for sure, some branches are taken away, and some branches are purged to become more fruitful. Purged by trimming away the unnecessary. Purged by applying the Scriptures. Let's look at John 15 and verse 3 in regard of this purging that Yahweh does. And Yeshua lets us know that you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Yeshua says, I and the Father are one. They are one in many ways, but they are certainly one in agreement on the principles of life, on the idea of bearing fruit, of being in the Father's will and staying that way, and completing the plan, the master plan, that He has not only for Yeshua, but for each one of us. And so let's look at the word applied. When we read and study the Word, when we look at Yeshua and His life and see how His life was and what He did and how He reacted, what He said, what He did not say, what He did not do, and that needs to be a guide for our life. The true vine in relation to the branches is in verse 4 to 8 of my scripture reading. And He says in verse 5, ye are the branches. In this analogy, that lets you know exactly where you stand, what you are. You are the branches from which fruit can come forth. Branches let the life of the vine flow to the fruit. And to bear fruit, we must abide in Christ. And to abide in Christ is to communicate with Him and let Him communicate with us. How? Many ways. Through His Word, through looking at the lives of the people in His Word, to let Him speak to us, to get quiet long enough for us to have our ears open to what He has to say. To abide in Yeshua is to love Him. And to abide is to praise Him. To abide is also to be faithful to Him and hold on for our entire life. And in bearing fruit and being what Yeshua says that we should be in abiding in Him, we honor the Father. We glorify Yahweh. Let's look at verse 8 in my scripture reading. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Without Christ, we can do nothing, because Yeshua and the Father, Yahweh, are in perfect agreement with Christ. And abiding in the vine, we can bear fruit and glorify our loving Father, Yahweh. Stand with me. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this blessed Sabbath, and we thank You for each one that's here. We ask, Lord, that You hear our prayers and our requests. Comfort the sick and heal the afflicted. Answer our prayers. And Heavenly Father, help us to be a fruitful branch. And in Yeshua's name we ask, and amen. And I would like to ask Carolyn, would you say our prayer for our food before we go over? Let's read our blessing together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up His countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.